broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Oh, yeah.
Hello,
sorry.
Hello.
Forgot about
hello.
That. Turned the wrong one on.
That's all right. Hey, welcome to Sports Talk.
Hello, Harold.
Hey, Bobby, what's going on?
How about getting here before 1 minute before we
come on? Hey, right on time.
Hey, he's busy, man.
Plenty of time.
You got three cars left.
Just about out. Just about out.
Poppelman's got 40.
Yeah, but well, my three are worth
maybe
more
he's
than
not selling
40.
Them.
Huh?
Maybe he's not selling them.
Randy Tatone's got some high-powered stuff out there, bub. I took my vehicle over there one time, and I was thinking, you know.
What are you getting for?
Yeah, I'm thinking $800-$900. He looks at her, opens the trunk up, drives it, takes off driving. $200.
The truck I drove in college or in high school, we bought for $600 when I was a sophomore out there.
Yes.
I drove it till I was a sophomore in college, and it was basically falling apart. Like, you couldn't go 50 with a tailwind.
Did we move feeders with that?
Well, I think we did. Yeah.
Jeez.
So we drove it back over there and sold it back to him for $50.
Yes. Tell you, he moves stuff, though, don't he?
Yeah.
Well,
it's unbelievable.
If you need something that isn't, you know, a really beautiful car, but dependable transportation, he's...
Call can him. We get him sponsors?
Probably.
Come on.
Chuck works with his son, right?
Yeah. Let's do it. Come on, Catfish. Get us going.
Chuck.
All right. So we got the head coach of the Indians
here,
Mr. Brent Niekamp. And we're a little mad.
I heard last week I about got fired.
You were close.
I mean, it was...
you were teetering.
Well, you never contacted me. And I took the early shift with those guys thinking you would text me 45 minutes before you wanted to go on like you usually do. And I would be ready.
Neil texted me on like Saturday or Sunday. Said, what you got lined up? I'm like, I have not even, I have no clue. I got nothing.
I did find out something this week, though. Never is only 7 days long. Because last week he said, Brent will never be on again. And here we are. 7 days later, here we are.
He's back.
Well, if we would have got one more illegal, what was the call we kept getting called for?
Legal man downfield.
Legal man downfield.
What was that?
Well...
Me and Hobbs had no idea. He makes that stuff up. Why?
It's those.
Are we mad at the referee?
It's kind of the new thing with RPOs now. Run pass options. You see all over the place. That's what they talk about on TV. So you got a run play called, right? And over here you got a pass route that's being run, and the quarterback can hand it or he can throw it,
right?
Based on what he reads. Now it's kind of stealing for the offense because. You could wind up throwing the ball while guys are run blocking and be downfield. And if you watch, they don't catch it on TV. I mean, it's Pat Fitzgerald at Northwestern was just talking about it. He called it communism. You know, he's like, this is horrible.
Right.
And in it, but he's like, but the rules are that way. So our team does it too.
Right.
So that's what was happening. And my guess would be that Coach Stokes knows that we do that, and he said, watch those guys close. So I forget if it was the second or third one, I said, Toby, don't call those anymore because they're watching us. They're ready to throw that. And so we had to adjust, but that would be my guess.
You thinking maybe the Zebras was a little tipped off before?
Well, when you play against guys you know that well, and you know, like, okay, this is where they're going to try to push the envelope.
You do that, Brent. Do you ever, like, pregame, like, shake hands and say, hey, you got to watch. He holds a lot.
If there's something
you're
that
watching
they're, that
film,
they're known
sure.
to do,
yeah. So, just a brief recap, of Friday's game. And you know, it rained all day, and we're thinking this thing's going to be just a sloppy mess. And the rain stops, and it was absolutely a perfect night for football except the fourth quarter. And so when you go into that game and you know, you're thinking on the bus ride over, are we going to run it? Are we going to pass it? How's that? I mean, did you think anything different with the weather?
No, I thought we had a good plan either way. And you know, if it's a total downpour, that's going to affect both teams. Mm-hmm. And you know, you just
so you ain't got a game plan for rain or a game plan for.
Well, I mean, you're probably going to run it more. You're probably going to be
a little more conservative.
More conservative offensively. There might be things that you do in the kicking game a little different. You know, mm-hmm. you might kick balls on the ground or you know, you might even be more apt to punt sometimes because, you know, then it kind of, you can see if they're going to try to field the ball or not.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if they're going to try to field wet balls when it's raining, sometimes they'll drop them. But it's kind of little things like that. For the most part, you're still just trying to execute what you normally do.
So we were driving over there Friday night, and I'm kind of like Debbie Downer, you know. I'm like, boy, for us to compete in this game, so this has got to happen. Because I was just, I'm thinking, we got all these young kids, you know, against Lehman. You know, we kind of struggled a little bit early. I thought we played great against Valley View, but I didn't know against Minster. I knew they lost their stud. But I know that it's a machine over there. It's a program. It's basically kind of what we want to get to or almost there.
Yeah.
And we go over there and I'm not going to lie. I thought we played
dominated
a hell of a game. I thought we were the better team.
I did too.
Yeah. And that's the disappointing thing in the way that the outcome of the game wound up is I felt that way too. But at the same time, it's exciting because I think we took steps forward. You know, I feel like we did get better from week two to week three. And with those guys that you're talking about, those young kids that are so explosive, things are going to be kind of ragged at times because they're working their way through that kind of stuff. But you also get a chance once in a while to see that upside and go, whoa.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing. This could be a lot of fun. And, you know, if we just keep getting better every week, you know, I think weeks 7, 8, 9, and 10
could be interesting.
Could be a lot of fun. Could be really neat.
Absolutely. You know, I thought Coach that you know, Smitty came out that first game, little nerves and stuff. Then you really looked good the Valley View game. I thought he looked good again on the Minster game, and like you said, he's got a lot of weapons. Yeah. I mean, when you start looking out there, and it seems to me like when these guys start figuring out where each other's going to be, man, oh, man, he's going to pick teams apart and have fun out there.
Well, one guy we haven't had all season who played last week was Regan Martin.
Huge.
And that's another major target.
Absolutely.
And you can tell that, you know, based on Friday, Clay feels pretty good getting the ball to several guys out there.
Well, you know, most of them, there's three or four of them that are been his classmates forever.
Right.
You know? And so he's been thrown to these kids forever.
Right.
And man, you can tell it. You can tell they kind of know what each other's going to do. And exactly what you said, the Martin boy, huge, huge help for us there too. We got to keep him healthy.
Yep. No doubt. He had a nice game.
So the game starts out and then we turn the ball over, we turn it over. They get us a quick score. We battle back, and we always battle back. I mean, I love that about us, is that we've been behind in every game, and we've battled back. And that's got to be something that when you talk about steps and steps, you know, that's just something that these kids don't say die, and they don't get down on themselves. And young kids do that.
Yeah, and so that I think that part of it comes from our older players, our seniors. They're really good leaders, and you know, they've been in enough games to know that, you know, you still have a chance in a lot of those situations, and or they understand that, okay, we're in a really tough situation. Here's what we gotta do to give ourselves a chance. So let's give ourselves a chance, mm-hmm. and then let's fight like crazy to be in that position. So, you know, I think they understand they get in those situations and that's all that matters. Let's just win the next play. Let's put a few plays together and see if we can put ourselves in a position to,
something, you know,
to
happen.
Get back and make something good happen.
Yeah, I agree with you. We're going to take a break. Spencer, who mowed your grass?
I did.
Did you drop the mower down to the bottom of the level? You shaved it.
Well, a couple of spots I did.
Why?
Not on purpose. I didn't move anything.
What'd you do?
Probably on that hill when I went down the hill at It just cut it down a little bit.
Brent mowed tonight, too.
3 or 4 weeks from now, you'll hardly even notice that.
We will be right back with Coach Brent Niekamp, Mr. Harold Feely, Bob Stalger, Neil Spencer, right after this message.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4888.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for a New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Here are the Fort Recovery Varsity Sports coming up the rest of this week. Tomorrow evening, the Lady Indians will travel to Delphus to take on the Lady Blue Jays. The varsity match will be first, and it's a 6 o'clock start. There will be no radio stations covering that match. On Friday, our football team will host the New Bremen Cardinals with the Wayne Street Market pregame show starting around 7:15. Get out and support our Indians teams this week. Tomorrow, volleyball at Duffa St. John with no radio coverage, and the varsity match will be first, and it will start at 6 o'clock. Friday, football at Baron Brogy Field hosting New Bremen. Make your plans to get to these games if you can, but if you just can't make it in person, we'll bring you all the sports coverage we can right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. Presale tickets for Friday's boys' home football game with New Bremen can be purchased tomorrow from 7:45 a.m. to 9:45 a.m. in the middle school office, then from 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the high school office. Friday, presale tickets will be available from 7:45 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the high school office. Get your tickets ahead of time and save yourself a little money and skip the ticket line before the game. Presale tickets are only $4 for students and $6 for adults. All tickets at the gate will be $7. There will be no presale tickets for volleyball games. Tickets at the door for volleyball matches will be $4 for students and $6 for adults.
Welcome back, Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Mm-hmm.
What do you know, Bub?
No.
You look nice today.
Clean.
Showered up. Selling cars tonight?
Actually, I did get rid of one.
Did you? That's why you're late?
I'm a little late, yep.
Well, we'll let you off then.
All right.
All now on, let's try to hit about 10 till.
Get her 10 till.
Although,
so usually Jack goes 20 after.
Yeah. So. But that Randy was a little late tonight, Spencey.
Not very much.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
You said little, and that's exactly right.
Mm. We're not back here with Coach Niekamp. Talking about the Indians game Friday night, a tough one, Brent, and we fall to 2-1 on the season. And looking at the stats wise, what was the total yardage? I mean, at one time it was like 400 to 200.
It was like 400 to 240, yeah. Something like that.
Can you find those stats there real quick there, Fee? They're there, but I'm not sure where to look.
That's what they are.
I'm not sure where to look.
406 to 242.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Oh, you got her.
Yeah.
Yep. You got her.
And, you know, if we keep them, you know, if they don't get it another inch on that fourth down, we win the game.
How was the spot?
Guy falls down.
Well,
you know, comes down to an inch where they move the ball,
inch.
Which you don't want the game to come down to that.
And right.
We always say that, but, you know, in a game that comes down to that, then every little mistake makes a big, you know, every single thing you can point to, you can go, oh, man, that could have been the difference in the game.
Yeah. Okay, so Kobe knocks in a field goal. We go up 22-20. something like that, 24, 21, or whatever. We're up two.
Yeah, yeah.
So they come down with about 6 minutes to go,
yep.
and they drive it down. They made a couple of huge, big plays.
Yep.
Yep.
We stop them. It is fourth and three with a minute to go. Fourth and two and a half.
Yep.
Do you think he was going? Did you know he was going to go for it? Or what was your?
We called a defense as if he was going for it, and then we said if he doesn't, this is what we want to do on the field goal try. Right. So we were ready for both.
Both.
You know, it didn't surprise me that he went for it, but it wouldn't have surprised me if he wanted to kick. I think their kicker's pretty good too.
Yeah. So
from that spot on the field, I thought either option was probably there for him.
The game was so eerily similar to last year.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. It's freaky that what we do against our games against Minster in the last 6 years have been unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the last 2 minutes.
It was just like the next episode of that series. You know, what's it going to look like and who's going to make a play here or there to make it happen. And, you know, this year it happened to be them.
I don't know, Coach, but if we play them 10 times, I'm thinking we get the better of them.
Well, I think so. I feel, you know.
Boy, I just felt like we dominated that game.
I feel
just couldn't get a break.
I feel that way, and especially because I feel like, you know, we have a chance with these guys to keep getting better. And
yep.
And we still have room to get a lot better.
Yep.
You look at Minster's road now. That D7 is just, I mean, we're going to have, I'll tell you what, this game Friday night with Bremen, they want a piece of us so bad.
No
it's
doubt.
Almost a trap game for us because the worst thing could happen if they get drilled by him. I mean, mentally, yeah. But then, you know, I know it also mentally wears on them.
Yeah.
You know.
You know what? That never occurred to me.
Really?
Like what happened, like what they did with Anna, for me, it was just, sort of surprising. Like, yeah. I thought it'd be closer. All right. Well, what'd they run?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's why we're here, to worry about this other stuff. You take care of what you're worried about there. That's perfect.
Yeah, that's exactly right. See, that's the coach, and this is the idiot fan.
Not necessarily idiot. Somebody has to think about that.
Well,
let's do that.
Know,
let him do
it. But it is fun.
Do his X's and O's.
You got your offensive line. You know, we had some big holes, you know, and you have I've been watching Robbie LaFever play football for a long time, and I thought by far his best game he ever played in his life was Friday night.
Yeah. Yeah. Robbie had a great game.
He did step up.
Yeah. He ran the ball with a lot of determination, and, you know, his long touchdown reception was just a little swing pass, but he broke a couple tackles and then he was gone. And, you know, that's the threat that he creates if he can get the ball out in space. And yeah, he did a lot of really good things. Ran the ball tough between the tackles when he needed to. Happy with how he's progressing.
Yeah, you know, against Valley View, they just took it away from him running, and then he got hit hard a couple times on the run. Like you said, he ran the ball hard and he broke a couple tackles, and hats off, he probably got my game ball, him and Smitty.
Friday
looked good.
Definitely. And you mentioned our offensive line. I think they're playing a little bit better. I think Friday was a little bit better than the week before and the week before that. And that's going to be another group that, you know, we got two young guys up there too. We got some experienced guys, but we got two young ones. And I think they're just going to keep coming along and give guys like Robbie and Derek and Jacob a chance to operate.
Derek's got a gear to him, don't he? He's got that second gear.
Yeah.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah. Derek's got good vision, and he's elusive.
Jacob just runs hard.
Yeah. Jacob just has, everything he does is just about effort.
Yep.
He just has, he has a level of try that a lot of kids don't have.
Yep.
I agree. You couldn't have said that better. I mean, that is exactly right. His level of try is off the charts.
Yep.
Yeah. I love that. Defensively, Coach, they, you know, our special teams let us down a little bit. We had some, you know, we got to get old Shaney snapping the ball a little better back to his holder and a big punt return. And I'm sure that's something this week you've worked on special teams.
Yeah. Yeah. The snaps, I don't know if it was a situation with the wet ball or whatever, but those, you know, that's no excuse. We have to be able to get those back. And the punt was just, we got bunched up in our coverage and we got to do a better job at that. That's all there is to it. We had one of our gunners on the outside got kind of tangled up, and and that kind of took away that opened up that lane for them. We had some other coverage guys bunched up and, you know, set up a touchdown, which, you know, again, when you look at a game that comes down to what it came down to.
Yeah, any little spot.
Right.
So, injury-wise, good?
Yeah. As healthy.
That's awesome.
As healthy as we've been. Keaton Metzger tweaked his knee in the JV game. It's a sprain. He'll be, you know, he'll be back.
Be back.
JV 6'6".
This is great. So we played the JV game on the practice field, right? Because of all the rain. So we're out there and we got Derryberry and Orne out there doing the game. So, you know, it's in the rain. It's just for the conditions, it's miserable.
Yeah.
Kids are having fun playing, right? Sure. They're playing in the mud, having a great time, doing some good things. Our JVs are, I'm real happy with how they're playing right now. And there's about 3 minutes to go. And one of our varsity players on our sideline goes to me and goes, "Coach, do they play overtime in JV games?" And Steve Orne was standing right in front of me looking at the field. And he goes, "No."
It's not going to happen.
No, no.
Don't know what the rule book says, but not today.
Not today.
You know, it's amazing. I looked at everybody in the MAC played their JV game.
Yeah.
And everybody was canceling everywhere. I was looking at my Twitter, canceled
everything.
Matt, we're playing. Everybody's playing on a practice field.
Yeah. Well, it's important for those kids' development. You know, you got to get their reps.
During
the week in practice, they don't get the reps that the varsity guys do. So they got to get that game in where they can play and see what it feels like to be out there and, you know, work on the things that they're coached to do. So I'm glad we were able to do it.
Who interviewed you last week on CSN?
It was
Rick and was it Matt?
Was it? Yeah, it was Matt. Yeah.
Second.
Did you get free wings?
I got a $25 gift certificate.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, if I had a bar.
Bayview.
Bayview.
Lovely Bayview.
I thought it was cool that they asked me to do that, and I really was glad to do a show with Rick because Rick was one of my junior high coaches.
Absolutely.
Yep. That right? That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And he did mention that.
Yeah. Yep. That was neat.
Yep.
We're going to be right back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee,
sponsored by Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It has been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic controlled traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Are you having a little car trouble, or do you just need to get your oil changed? Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go for expert repairs on your vehicle. Their certified technicians will fix it right. Just call them at 375-4617 and make your appointment. And they're the best place around to buy a low-mileage used vehicle. Check out their inventory at hastingsauto.com. If they don't have what you're looking for on the lot, they'll find it for you. For the best in vehicle sales and repairs, it's Hastings Auto, just south of the stoplight in downtown Fort Recovery. Hey, Buckeyes fans. As part of the one-of-a-kind auction, they'll be giving away a pair of tickets to the Ohio State-Indiana football game that will be played in Columbus on October 4th. These tickets were donated by Mr. Joe Beatty, who is a descendant of two of the soldiers who fought at the Battle of the Wabash here in Fort Recovery, one of whom is buried at our monument. Chances to win these tickets are only $5 and can be purchased at our museum from noon to 5 p.m. every day through Labor Day or at Calp Pharmacy, and they will also be sold at the home football games. So don't miss your chance to win two tickets to the Buckeyes and Hoosiers football game in Columbus. The winner will be drawn at the home football game versus Coldwater on Friday, September 21st. For only $5 a chance, you could be heading to Columbus for the Ohio State-Indiana game on October 4th. So get your tickets early and often.
And yeah. Came out and got the ball to start the half.
Yeah, that'd have been big. I agree with you. We're back here, Sports Talk, with my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
Bobby.
Mr. Brent Niekamp and Spencey behind the old board. How's it going back here, Spencey?
Sorry, I dozed off.
I listened to...
We thought so.
I listened to the Morons on Monday.
Yep.
That's what it should be called.
Morons on Monday. That's a good show. Good name.
Yeah.
Good name for the show.
They're the... the practice squad.
Yeah, Morons on Monday.
Morons on Monday.
We'll do a promo, and that's what we'll call it.
Them guys are pretty funny.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they can. They're solid. I enjoyed listening to that.
They know their stuff.
They do,
and they're very seldom serious,
right?
Which is really good.
Absolutely. So we're here with Coach Niekamp, and if you're out there and listening, I got some questions here. 419-852-9201 if you want to shoot me a text fee.
419-852-3599 if you want to shoot me one.
I got this from Kim Wendell. Says, hey, can you do me a favor and announce this information several times on Fort Recovery Radio tonight? The community getting T-shirts ordered tomorrow. Thank you. Okay. We are going to order T-shirts tomorrow for all the proceeds going to the Homan family.
Yeah.
And I think it's all over Facebook and Twitter. If you guys want to order your T-shirts, it's I got it right here. Oh my gosh, Shane Strong fundraiser at Fort Recovery Whiteout Night. And I think they're $9 or something, ain't they? Or no. $15. They're 15.
Yeah, I was thinking it's 15.
Yeah, and all T-shirts are white with purple and gray logos, and it's all goes to the Shane Homan family and Brent. We'll give you a little chance here to talk about how horrible that is. And you've been here a long time. You've been coaching a long time. And it's the first time I've ever heard anything like that.
Yeah, for that kind of an injury.
Yeah.
That's the first one that, you know, was with any team that I've been involved with, either coaching or playing or coaching against. And, you know, it's really unfortunate. And, you know, you hate to see that happen to anybody. You know, much less somebody with a connection to this community that they have with Jeff and Tara, and
sure,
you know, they're really good folks, and you know, we're hoping for the best for that guy, and I think he's working on therapy right now, something like 3 hours a day, and
yeah, we was walking out of there Friday night, and Kenny was there, and Kenny said that let the doctor come in Friday and asked him, he said, what you got figured out today, Shane? And Shane said, I think I'm going to go for a jog. And he said his attitude is just
that's
unbelievable.
A great attitude. Yeah.
Well, knowing that family, knowing all those guys, you know, Ross and Will being his cousins.
There's no quit in them.
And I, you know, I went to high school with Kenny, and they're a great bunch of guys. So I, you know, that doesn't surprise me that he's handling it that way.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, so good luck out there, and don't forget to get your Shane Strong. And then also we have a night at the races coming up for the boys' basketball program, and that is the Saturday, November 24th at the Fort Recovery American Legion. Doors open at 6 o'clock, and that's going to be a fun one. And you know, we
get a meal there, too, or something?
You get a meal, and it's just going to be a great fundraiser, and it's going to be probably
a lot of fun.
After Ohio State's beat Michigan, probably going to be a...
I might have a cocktail or two.
That's what I was thinking, you know, couple adult beverages served out there and get your wallets out, and it's just another fundraiser. And I'll tell you what, that's the thing about Fort Recovery and the schools and the programs. And you know, it's they love to raise money for their sport, and everybody has a good time doing it. And the support in this community is unbelievable.
Yeah, you can't overstate that. You know, there's going to be a bunch of people at that one, I'm sure. You know, looking at the brochure, it looks like fun. Looks like there's going to be some stuff to bet on out there.
Oh, yeah.
After the game. And,
probably sure. See Brent and Kim Niekamp out there.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds like a good time and a good cause.
And we have a really big weekend coming up this weekend out to Rossburg Acres. And we're going to toot our own horn here. And Rossburg Acres, a great sponsor of Fort Recovery Radio, and Bill and Burton. And we have somebody special to you. Nate Strong, cancer benefit this weekend. It's a care-seafering benefit.
He's been doing that for
10 years, maybe.
It's been a while.
Every bit of that.
Yeah, and each year, you know, he gets a couple families that's going through hell and you know fighting something, and I think the one lady just lost her life, right? Was it Mr. Schmockers or Bruins or who was that? Worked at.
Don't know.
Who worked at with Kate Judy?
Mm-hmm. You got me.
Yeah, she was, and then of course Nate Niekamp and your cousin?
He's my cousin's son. Whatever that is.
It's got to be something.
Yeah, Terry's my first.
But
cousin.
Bill and Bert's got an unbelievable lineup, and also kicks off tomorrow night with Bingo. Yeah, we'll be out there.
Cosmic Bingo,
and
he probably got that sold out, don't he?
He always does.
He usually does.
Last year we had 210, sold it out.
Yep.
So he redesigned his seating, and then we got room for 250.
Yes.
Ooh. It's going to be a heat box.
It's going to be hot, boy.
Yeah. And you got a job to do.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. So, and then Friday night, he's got a bunch of stuff going on, and Saturday's the big, we have a breakfast out there, and it's unbelievable breakfast, folks. If you eat Saturday morning, head on out there for, they just do it right.
What time is that breakfast? I saw that. Was it 8 to 10?
Eight to 11, I think.
Maybe it is. Yeah. I saw it earlier today.
And it's just there's a lot of people out there, and they set you right up. It don't take long to get through that. And then Saturday night, we have the band and the auction, and we'll be out there for the auction.
Yeah, we'll have some fun with that.
It'll be a fun weekend, raise money for a great cause. And that's what we're all about. So, Coach, we turn our attention to the New Bremen Cardinals, a team that starts out 2-0. They play Anna last Friday night and a game that everybody looked at that score because, you know, that was going to be a test. We didn't know what Anna had.
Yeah.
Anna handled them pretty easy, but we're going to have a fight Friday night.
No, there's no doubt that they've got a good class that I would guess they would be juniors now. I think it's that junior class that they have is really solid. They got their numbers are way up. They got over 50 kids playing. And that Barnhorst kid is their quarterback. He's a load.
Yeah.
He's given us trouble the last couple of years. I think, you know, we're preparing this week just like we prepared last week. And that's for a game that's going to be really, really tough and to compete. And you know, one of the things that we try to focus on is that, you know, who we're really competing against is us, you know. How good can we do compared to what we've done before, and can we keep pushing that ceiling? And you know, our opponent each week just gives us a chance to do that. So, you know, whoever it happens to be, we want to come out there and play our best game that we possibly can.
I think that's a great preparation by you. I mean, if you can keep these kids, and so far, you know, from week one to week three, I mean, there's been improvement. You know, you can just see where they're getting. Experienced, they're getting better. You know, we're starting to get healthy, and that's a big thing too. And you know, we keep it going. Sky's the limit. Who knows? Yeah. End of the season could be really fun.
Yeah, I think that's the key is if we keep focused on the right things, that'll give us a chance to, you know, to reap some of the benefits and to have some fun when it's all said and done. Look back and go, wow, look what we did.
Yeah.
But while you're doing it, you got to, you know, keep your head down and keep focused on what's in front of you.
Keep working hard. That's right.
Working on getting better and improving.
Yeah, that's exactly right. How about your junior high teams? How's junior high doing?
The seventh grade won last week. They had Minster at home. Eighth grade lost a tough one. So I think the eighth grade lost three, and the seventh grade is 1-2.
Okay.
But that's the eighth grade's numbers are down. They have like 12 guys. So we got some seventh graders playing up, which affects both teams because to save quarters, because they really restricted the quarters down like you used to be able to get, I want to say 5 or 6 quarters that you could play. And now I think it's 4.
Really? For the day.
Yeah. Yeah. So we got to be careful with those seventh grade kids and not playing them too much, but still get. We want to play all those eighth grade games. You know, some junior high teams have run into trouble with low numbers where, you know, all of a sudden they're playing a half of a game or they're even canceling games. And we want to stay away from that if we can. Give these kids a chance to play all the football that they can. So, you know, their records don't look great right now, but I'm pretty happy with them. I've I saw them play the two home games, and they're improving. And I think our staff down there is doing a good job of keeping them focused on the right things and staying positive with them and showing those guys. It's important for kids when you're losing games to see improvement.
Yeah.
And I think they are.
Well, for a perfect example is you know, Cody, we talked to Cody about when he was in junior high and they'd go to Marion and we'd compete with Marion and beat them.
Absolutely.
And then they'd get in high school.
Right.
And the scores and the records mean absolutely nothing at that level.
No.
You know what? The scores and the records at that level means a lot more to the adults.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
That's who really works. Exactly. Right. Kids are learning how to play ball, you know.
Right.
And they're learning. They're doing a lot of good things.
Yeah, and they're having fun, and that's what it's about.
Oh, that's the main thing.
And what about, do you, we talk about, was it T-ball football, or what was it called when we had that?
Yeah.
Pee-wee football.
Pee-wee football.
So, we haven't had that for how many years?
Four or five. Yeah.
What's your, any thoughts of it right now? Is that?
It's, you know, I think a lot of times, that stuff is more for the adults than it is the kids.
Yeah.
You know, if you really look at those kind of things and, you know, what are the goals behind it? It depends who you ask. Yeah. If you ask the kids playing, you might get a way different answer than asking the adults. So, I don't think it's like inherently bad or anything, but, I kind of look at it as like, if it's not something that you absolutely have to do to be good, then don't. Right.
It has zero effect on our program.
Let it go. Let kids be kids. And,
yeah.
You know, they can, you know, it's good for them to be active. It's good for them to, be out running around doing stuff. And that's why I forget who I was talking to the other day about, our youth soccer league. And they're like, you know, soccer, whatever, kind of down on soccer. And I said, I think it's great. And they kind of looked at me like, football guy, why would you say that? And I said, because there's no pressure on any of these kids for what kind of soccer player they're going to be when they're older. So all they do is come out here and learn how to play hard, play with their teammates and have fun and run around. It's great for them, right? And there's no identification of, oh, this kid's going to be good or this kid's not. Or, you know, it's because there's no expectation for it afterwards.
I stopped.
That's exactly right.
I went down there. This was years ago. And I don't know why. You know, I'm just out farting around. And Patch's son is in the goalie net. Okay. Now, this is a true story because I watch my own eyes. So, kid kicks it in there. Okay. So, Patchy's son puts the ball down and makes it in the goal. He kicks it the whole way down. Yeah, it made it. And I'm like,
that's awesome.
It's unbelievable. He just kicked it the whole way down, went right in the goal. There's some little girl in there, and I was like, that's pretty awesome. You know,
that's pretty funny.
Your kids play soccer?
Yeah, Andy does, and Ellie does.
Andy go 100?
Yeah, he's you know what? He wasn't quite as into it the last couple of years, and this year he's really into it.
Is he?
He's having a lot of fun. Yeah. He's a lot more aggressive. Ellie likes it. Carly did it for a while, and she's not this year because she's doing a lot of other stuff. She's in like fall softball now, and she just goes through the cycle: softball, volleyball, basketball.
Nothing wrong with that.
She likes all that stuff, and so that's getting to be fun too. Watching her play,
that's awesome.
That is fun.
Yeah. So Lane, my grandson, I got to tell him, he is the world champion peer.
Peer.
I'd never seen one again. Now listen,
got good prostate.
He just pees out whenever he's outside. Pampa got pee, so it just drops his pees. The kid can pee 40 feet. I've never seen anything like it. It's unbelievable. The kid is talented. I'm telling you. But it's unbelievable to watch that. Watch him. Like, he's going to school in St. Henry now.
Yeah,
and he's, you know, he's only three, but he went over there the speech deal, and it just warms my heart to watch that little fart develop because it's just unbelievable. You know, I was like telling Sam, he's three. You know, why he's sending me? I don't want my grandson going to St. Henry. It's the greatest thing ever because he loves getting on the bus. He's got Mr. Mike, Mike Schroeder's Mr. Mike's my bus driver. And it's just a good deal. And you know, hats off to them guys for taking care of my grandson. And, yeah, I love that stuff.
That's good stuff.
Yep. So, you know, we got Bremen and a team that we've really had a lot of success against. And when you see a game like, do we go in there with, like, are the kids focused on, I mean, how do you sell that? I mean, is that something that you just talk about getting better every play, getting better? That's how you preach it?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, with all those guys, if it's really arrogant to not approach it that way, because you can look at every one of those players and turn on the last three games that we've played and point out all kinds of things that we haven't done right. Right. Yep. So who are we to look at anybody else and go, well, you know, they're not that good. Well, so far we're not that good. You know, so far we know that we can be a lot better than we're playing. So that's the challenge, you know. Can we put together individually and collectively that kind of a game that we can really be proud of and build on? And then, you know, turn around the next week and try to do even better than that.
A little bit better.
So you guys still do the same thing? The coaches meet Sunday evenings and you go over the, that's the same, same rotation?
Yeah, we get up, you know, Saturday mornings. I'll get up and watch the video before everybody gets together. And most of the coaches do either watch it Friday night or Saturday morning. The kids come in at 9 and we watch it with them and make corrections and talk about, you know, things that went well and didn't go well. And then we go to the JV game or we, if it's away, you know, so a lot of times I won't go if it's away and I'll just start working on the next opponent. And then, you know, between Saturday and Sunday, all of us do our preparation work, and then we meet Sunday night and talk about this is the plan for the week. And then after that, it's pretty well set, you know, that we'll make a few tweaks. But then during the week, the first thing we do after school is we meet as a whole team in Blockberger's room where we can watch video. So before we practice each day, we'll watch 10 minutes of video to show them the things that we're going to do that day, or that, you know, what's
great idea
like against our opponents. And then we go out practice. We usually have somebody video at least some of the practice, and we can look at that either the next day in our meeting, or kids can on their own, or we can on our own. So that's what I was doing before I came up here. I was watching tonight's practice.
Okay.
So coach, what's that take you? I mean, is that like an hour to walk? I mean, go through that, and I mean, you got a notebook
depends
go
how good we play.
I mean, you go through that and go, hey, we got to talk about that. We got to talk about that. Ooh, that was a bad play. Oh, that's a great play. We got to make sure they know that.
Yeah.
I mean, where you just kind of critique them and
a lot of it you remember as you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you see some things that stand out that you didn't notice. Chances are, if you didn't notice it Friday, you're going to see it happen repeatedly throughout the game. So it's one of those things that on Saturday, you're like, hey, this. We got to fix that because it happened all game and it hurt us. So mm-hmm. we got to figure out how to fix that. Yeah, I mean, we usually with the kids, I go through it pretty quick in about an hour before the kids come in. When they come in with us stopping and talking to them and stuff, it takes an hour, maybe an hour and a half. And we don't rip apart every play. You know, we try.
Right.
We hit the ones that were, you know, really good, really bad. And go from there.
Right. I mean, you got to have a mixture of where you got to pat them on the back, too. Hey, this was a great play, you know?
Oh, sure.
You don't want to go in there and just say, we got to fix this. Yeah. This is bad. We did this wrong.
Pointing out the stuff that they do right is just as important. It's maybe more important.
Yeah. Right. Remember how you did that.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember what this looks like and feels like and do it again.
Remember what you did there.
That's right.
Are you a softer coach than you used to be? Do you see yourself? Or you still get that? You're still pretty intense.
I don't know. I think there's something that's important is that once you decide there are things that have to happen, then you do what you have to make them happen. You know, and I think over the years I've decided that there are fewer and fewer of those things than I thought there were. Like maybe when I was younger, I thought that all these things were important and you kind of go chasing ghosts in different directions. Like we're going to do this and we're going to do this and we're going to do this and you can't do any of it very well. So I think identifying what are the really important things, you know, the things that no matter what, we're going to do these few things really well. And if that's not done up to my expectations, well, it's going to be, right? It has to be one way or another. Whoever comes walking out of that happy, if it's not anybody else, it's going to be me. That's how I view that stuff. So I guess it depends on what it is. But I think part of it too is we have some of those expectations with our kids, our players. They know what those things are, especially our older players. So I guess you call them like the non-negotiables.
Right.
They know what those are. And so they know, that you have to do this stuff. And the reason you have to do this stuff is this is what helps us win. This is what really does it. So those are the things that you absolutely can't cut corners on. You got to hustle on, and you got to hold the younger guys. Those are the first things that those guys got to learn. Hey, these few things right here, you must do this all the time.
So E plus R equals O, right?
Yeah.
So do you use that concept?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I first heard those guys talk. Actually, I heard Urban talk about him like in 2013. And the talk he gave was about, it was part of that system. It was about building trust. And he said, there's three things that you have to do when you build trust. You got to have character, you got to have competence, and you got to connect with people. And he said, and it's not what you think it is. Like, everybody thinks, well, character, well, I'm a good guy. I don't cheat on my wife and I don't steal. So I'm a good guy, right? He's like, no, that's not it. Those kids have to experience you coming through on things that you say you're going to come through on. Over and over and over. And as they experience that, you build trust. And connecting is the same thing. And we talk about it as coaches. Like, you're only allowed to be wrong about something when you're telling the kids, correcting something or drawing something up. You don't know how many times you're allowed to be wrong, but there's a certain number of times where if you're wrong that many times, they don't listen to you anymore because you don't have credibility.
I agree.
So,
I agree.
And so you can't like to tell kids, well, you got to listen to me because I'm the coach.
Well, I don't cut it.
No. And you know what? It never did.
Yeah.
People act like, well, back in the old days, that was good enough. No, it really wasn't. Right. Deep down, if you're really going to go hard for somebody, you got to trust them. And that last part is connecting with them as people regularly. So I think that's something that you're always trying to build. And I heard Urban talk about that, and that really struck me hard. And I started to pay attention to more of those guys' philosophy, those Focus 3 guys. And I think it's kind of like the ERO stuff. It's like gravity. It's happening whether you want it to or not. There's an event happening. You're responding to it somehow, even if you don't think you are. And there's an outcome. So you want to try to control how you respond to that as often as possible.
You know, it's amazing is that now Coopers that we're doing managers and we're in it now.
Yeah.
So we had a whole deal.
Same thing.
ERO. And it is amazing when you learn it and understand it. It is something that,
yeah.
That
makes sense.
It gets kind of like, it can, here's what can happen with this kind of stuff is it sounds like, kind of pie in the sky, kumbaya stuff, but the people implementing it got to do it. The first thing you have to do is show the kids, show the people beneath you how that's supposed to work. So like if I'm telling those guys, hey, you got to respond the right way in this situation. And then they watch me lose my mind on the referees over something stupid and not respond the right way when I should, then they don't have any trust in what I'm telling them. So I probably try real hard myself to do it more than I talk about it. But it comes up. We hit a rough spot and we're like, all right, boys, that's the event. That's your test. Now, how are we going to respond to
it? How are we going to respond?
And they usually respond pretty well.
That's awesome. We'll be right back. Coach Niekamp, Bubba and Fee.
What's for lunch? Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery is introducing to you Wayne Cafe. It's a new hotspot for lunch. Stop in or follow us on Facebook to see what's on the menu each day. We will always have our fried chicken, our hot soup bar, and our fresh salad bar, but we are bringing a whole new level to your lunch hour starting in March. We also will have in-house seating available so you don't have to rush around during your break. As always, thanks for choosing Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, as your lunch destination.
Feeling hungry but don't want to make it yourself? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and they'll make it for you. They're now open every day. Whether it's their pizza, wings, salads, subs, or other sandwiches that you want, just let them do the work. And you don't want to miss their Friday lunch buffet with their famous pizza, wings, and salad bar from 11 to 1. Their Queen of Hearts drawing will be every Saturday afternoon at 3:30, so be sure to get out there and get your tickets for your chance to win. And now's the time to get your lanes reserved for birthday parties and other events. That's Miracle Lanes. Call them at 375-4274.
Forrest Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Forrest, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Forrest Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Forrest Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
The Fort Recovery firefighters are having their famous all-you-can-eat breakfast on Sunday morning, October 14th from 8 to noon at the fire hall. Sausage, pancakes, and omelets custom made by your firefighters, all you can eat. All the proceeds will go toward new and updated equipment and building upgrades, and it's a free will donation. Don't miss this great breakfast. Head on down to the fire hall on Sunday morning, October 14th from 8 to noon for the Fort Recovery firefighters' famous omelet, pancake, and sausage breakfast.
I love the fireman's breakfast.
Yep.
It is good.
Yeah.
And the week before that, they're having the band boosters breakfast at the Legion.
I got so. Double shot.
Get up for that one this week.
Really?
Yep.
You gave me tickets last year, the band booster thing.
One of Boy Scouts, I think.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You sponsor and they give you some tickets or something?
Yeah, tickets. Yep. Yep.
It's nice. Spence, you ever gave free tickets?
Yep.
And what do you do with them, Mayor Bubba?
Well, I think I tried to give you guys some and Fee said I already got some.
No. You double shotted.
Well, I had 6 tickets.
And you went in the morning and went back and ate a late one.
Well, that could have.
Chuck got some, and I'm not sure he used them because he didn't usually get up to about 1 o'clock.
Chuck is an idiot.
Chuck ain't.
Okay.
I ain't seen him forever.
I don't think
that's
true. He fell
off busier.
Huh?
He's busy.
I ain't seen him.
He's a newlywed.
Yeah.
That's why we ain't seen
him. He had to work last Sunday. You guys are killing him.
Well, I mean, I don't know how he does it. Because all you hear is him getting paged out. Chuck, Chuck, Chuck. He keeps the whole thing
falling apart.
Yeah, he
can fix anything. He just walks in and the computers fix themselves.
Did you watch Brown Sunday?
I did watch some of that debacle.
Jeez.
I just...
Well, we got some good things to look at. Yeah, the defense looked pretty good.
We'll find out Sunday.
Yeah.
New Orleans.
Breeze might pick them to pieces.
Oh. That was unbelievable. That was one of the most unbelievable football games I ever witnessed.
Just normal Browns game.
I sit there with this moron, and he just, you know, we're down 21-7, game's over.
I'm going home.
Yeah, he's just about out. He's about leaving. Touchdown, fumble, touchdown.
Wait a minute.
What's
we're back
on?
In this thing.
And then the NFL comes and says it's not a penalty on Garrett. You see that?
Did they?
Yeah, Browns got hosed.
I thought it was
the roughing
too.
The passer.
Oh, for God's sakes! And the one with Gordon, I thought that one. They showed a picture of that. I'm thinking,
yeah.
No, wait a minute. That can't be nothing.
You. So, like your kids, Brent. Are they like into the fantasy football and stuff like that? Or are they?
No, not yet.
No,
not really.
Yeah.
Carly probably watches the most sports me so far. And we did. I guess we got into a family fantasy football thing a couple years ago. But then I'm always so busy in the fall. I forgot to, you know, change my lineup.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do anything. Then I forgot my password and I couldn't change anything.
Oh, man.
I quit getting in that pick 'em out of Bowling Alley. Every week I'm out. Every time I'm in it, first week, you forgot to make your pick. I did. You're out. All right, I'm out.
Getting old sucks.
Terrible.
Because you can't remember nothing. It's just unbelievable. And then you got all these passwords, and then it's horrible. Thank God for smartphones that we can put something in so we can read it. So this week, you know, you're looking at the league, Coach, after 3 weeks, and no real surprises.
No, not really. I think
a lot of running clocks out there that first week, wasn't there?
And last week.
Yeah.
I mean, last week. Wow.
Yeah, I guess the biggest surprise, or I don't know if it was a huge surprise, but the New Bremen Anna, that was one that, everybody was, you know, not sure, because New Bremen has gotten better over the past couple of years, and Anna graduated a really, really good class. The guys that they graduated last year were loaded from junior high on up. So, you know, it was kind of just a lot of unknowns. I was a little bit surprised maybe with St. Henry and St. John's, but I think Delphus is beat up from what I've heard.
Are they?
But I also think St. Henry's pretty good.
I think putting some pretty good points up.
Yeah.
No, they're doing big numbers.
I think they look tough.
Yep.
Coldwaters have some impressive wins.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they do. Yeah.
I mean, Kenton's good.
Clint Massey's good. Yeah. Yeah. You know what's incredible about Coldwater? That Dippold kid is an unbelievable kicker.
So
I've never seen a high school kicker do the things that he does.
Really?
Yeah. Because in high school, if a kid can kick it in the end zone, most of the time, that's all you do.
Right.
If you can kick off in the end zone, everybody's just content to make the other team start on the 20.
Oh, yeah.
And we're watching on WSN, we're watching the Kenton game that night, and we're watching him kick off, and he pins it in the corner on like the 3. And they stop him on like the 7 because they fumble, you know, they're farting around trying to hit the ball. Right. Another time he pins it down there and they mishandle it and Coldwater recovers. Another time he just kicks it in the end zone. Another time he pooches, like he's putting it all over the field.
He can put it where he wants.
And we're watching and we're just amazed. And my dad goes, Brent, could you imagine if I told you you had a kid who could kick it in the end zone every time, but he was so good you didn't?
What, that don't make
what
sense.
Would you do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's impressive. Like he's a real weapon. Chip, Coach Otten tweeted after that at the OHSAA about the kickoff rule.
I seen that. I didn't know what it was about.
He said, don't change that rule. This is how important a kicker is in our game. And he gave all those stats from that game that Dippold had and said, this is how much it can change the game if you got a kid who can do it. And
what were they trying to change? Or what were they talking about changing?
Freshman games now don't have kickoffs.
Oh.
JV games only have kickoffs if both coaching staffs agree. If one coaching staff says we don't want kickoffs, then they start on the, I think it's the 30, just like junior high games do.
Yeah. Mm.
So you know, there's kind of that, and they're, I think they're talking about whether or not to maybe look at that at the high school level, and
so just take the kicker out of the game completely.
It's basically a safety thing.
The
right?
idea is that that's where more of those collisions come from, right. Where you have concussions and
because they are running 100 miles an hour, 80 yards down the field,
right?
And so
I understand, and that's why they're doing. That's why they changed the rule in the NCAA, and that's why the NFL's messed around with that different ways over the years. But in Chips, they've always had good kickers, and they've always been adamant that, you know, I can change a game. That's important. And what's fun is we have one who's getting pretty good, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You mentioned that, Coach.
Kobe's
an
exciting.
When he's a senior.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I mean, the other day. Now, do you call that? The other day, you know, he kind of, I mean, on Friday night, you kind of pooched that one. Yeah. And it was absolutely perfect. I mean, you couldn't have put it any better. That big line, he didn't want no part of it. It was like, and then we got him down. We had him down 20-yard line, I think, something like that. I mean, that's perfect for us.
Yeah, yeah. That was, we talked about different
directions. Do you kind of tell him that? I mean, is that something? Or does he just say, you know what, I'm going to drop that thing right over
there.
Well,
that time we said, hey, we think they're weak over here.
Yeah.
Can you put one there? Do you feel good about that kick?
Yeah.
And he goes, I think
so. So it's like volleyball. You're holding your fingers off to the side. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Where you that girl go. Over the corner is bad. Get her.
I mean, you don't ask a kid, like, I think it's a bad idea to say, hey, we want you to do this. And he goes, Coach, I never practiced that before. I don't know how to do that.
Right.
So I always ask him.
You comfortable with that?
Are you comfortable trying to do this? Yeah. If you're not, we'll do something else. I don't want to put you in a position like that, but
this is option one, not our only option.
Hey, we think we can do this. Can you do that? Yeah, I can do that. Okay, let's give it a shot.
The other Friday night, they kicked off, kicked it out of bounds. Into the rain, a little bit of wind. Do we have to take it 35 or can we back them up 5 and re-kick it?
We could have backed them up 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know what the rule was.
Yeah. And it's, you know, at that time, 6 in one hand, half dozen in the other, I guess.
Right.
Because we had some decent returns against them. And we've been getting pretty good kickoff returns all year.
That Riley.
Pearson.
He almost looks like he's going to break it every time.
Yeah.
He's always close.
Yeah. Oh, man, that dude's got some jets, too.
Yeah.
He will have a kickoff return for a touchdown, mark it down. Spence, you're at it down.
We don't have to. We all know it's going to happen.
It in the archives.
Yep. I'm with you.
Yep.
Okay.
I don't doubt that for one second. He's, you know, he's always been fast. Now he's got some moves, and he's stronger than he was last year, although he wasn't weak. He's strong enough to break some tackles and bump into guys and not be worried about it. And his hands are really good. I mean, we have some pretty good receivers now.
Yeah.
So, Coach, Friday night, Barenberge Park. Get our fans out there. Let's get that thing rocking.
Yep, I agree.
And
should be a perfect night. Sounds like the weather's going to be great.
Actually, going to have a good one. Yeah,
it should be a fun night for football.
Absolutely, folks. Let's root the Indians on to Matt Glenn. Yep, that's right. And get this train rolling.
Absolutely,
Brent. Thanks for coming up, partner.
We appreciate it.
You're not fired.
He's not fired. We got him.
We got him, don't we?
Yeah, we love him.
We'll be back with Bubba and Fee right for this.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do, and that job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris Commercial Mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know, because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris Experience Suspension. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to a professionally manicured lawn.
Here are the Fort Recovery Varsity Sports coming up the rest of this week. Tomorrow evening, the Lady Indians will travel to Delphus to take on the Lady Blue Jays. The varsity match will be first, and it's a 6 o'clock start. There will be no radio stations covering that match. On Friday, our football team will host the New Bremen Cardinals with the Wayne Street Market pregame show starting around 7:15. Get out and support our Indians teams this week. Tomorrow, volleyball at Duffus St. John with no radio coverage, and the varsity match will be first, and it will start at 6 o'clock. Friday, football at Barenbrogy Field hosting New Bremen. Make your plans to get to these games if you can, but if you just can't make it in person, we'll bring you all the sports coverage we can right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back here, Sports Talk with my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
Bobby.
We let Brent back in, didn't we?
We did. He did good, too.
Yeah, he does pretty good. He pretty did good.
Yep.
Not too bad. He's so much like his dad. It's borderline sickening.
Yeah, it's a little crazy.
Huh? It is crazy. I mean, that guy is spitting.
Image.
Well, it's spitting image of Pat
Neefe. Pappy.
Well, I have not watched. I think of the Ohio State this year.
Uh-huh.
I have not watched a full game.
Nope.
It's unwatchable to watch them.
It's unwatchable. We were beating the crap out of teams.
It's unwatchable.
We're going to watch Saturday night.
Yeah, we'll watch Saturday night.
I guarantee
it. We're going to watch out the campground, or what are we going to do?
How they?
May as well.
The last time we did this, it was Oklahoma, and we pulverized them.
Did we really?
Yeah. And Bill did the auctioning after. So we kind of ran over there, did the auction as fast as we could, and got back.
See, that's what we got to do this year.
Yeah.
Got to make that thing boom, boom, boom.
Go 100. I get to yakking a lot.
Well, especially if you're drunk.
If I'm drinking.
Like, we're going to sell them quick.
Yeah.
Do I have honey and honey? Yeah,
so.
Totally. Yeah, expensive. So. Come on, you get some cheap stuff.
Okay.
You coming out?
I'm planning to, yes.
Yeah, chicken dinner.
Chicken dinner. That's right.
Not Bill's, a big chicken guy, but
Bill
I
got me
I
hooked can, up.
You, what? You don't like chicken?
I don't like to fight with a chicken bones. I don't like chicken on the bone, but I eat it.
Like really?
MD, I usually get several. Fire, when they do theirs, I get several.
Fireman's is probably the best. It's always first. I always like the first one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Sharksburg Church was good last year.
Yep. Yep, you give me some of them.
Yeah.
They were good.
I usually get three or four of them and eat them over a week's time.
What?
Ugh.
That's disgusting.
Why?
Because that's gross.
It's good.
I get three or four of them, eat them over an hour's time.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of apples.
Puppy Jumpy, 13.
13. Great chicken.
It's a lot of applesauce.
I don't like applesauce.
Buckeyes got a good one this week. This will be a good one.
TCU, baby.
15. They're ranked 15, I seen.
Buckeyes are what?
Four. Bring them on.
How about the Browns?
That's awesome.
I loved it.
I did, too. It's awesome.
I'm a believer. Spencer, you in or out?
I don't know much about it, but I hear the Jordan and those guys going on about it on Monday night. I like it.
So we can't.
I want them to do
well.
I just don't ever watch.
Tyrod yet?
No, I ain't either.
But it ain't gonna take long, and I'm gonna condemn me.
Oh, you are.
Yeah.
Indian volleyball team keeps rolling.
10-1.
10-1 drilled Frank Monroe last night.
Yeah. Yep.
Seems like that. They don't want to play us right now.
We're pretty good. And we're going up to Delphus tomorrow.
That game will be on.
No, it will not be on.
Huh?
Nobody's going on.
Nope, there's nobody. Nobody.
We're going on. Me and Field do it.
Well, no, you can't.
Why?
They don't want us there.
They want us there.
No. They want us there.
If I walk in with the stuff.
You do know who Todd Schulte is, don't you?
Hey, I'm good friends.
Good buddy. Okay. Well.
Super friends.
Good guy.
So we're out tomorrow?
Yep. Done. Well, you won't be there anyway because you're doing bingo, right?
Oh, we forgot about bingo.
That's right.
Yep.
Out of the
campground. Yep. That's
forgot.
That's a big thing.
B9. B.
Bill. Billy. B. Pete Rose.
Oh, he's an idiot.
Ladies go crazy.
God.
He always does a sports figure. And they're
who's that? What number?
B. Michael Jordan.
What? Yeah. Oh, come on.
32?
Yeah. Was he
23. Oh, okay. Yep. Lots of sports guys were
23. Hey, did you have the radio? Did you have the racing show on?
Yeah. Yep. We did that on Facebook Live. And we did the volleyball on Fort Recovery Radio.
Huh?
Yeah. So
that's, we are really
since Chuck did the first one and he decided, let's just do it every week. They have almost nobody. They might have four people listening on Fort Recovery Radio. And I think when I looked at the thing, there's 675 views on the Facebook Live.
Really?
Yeah, so Facebook Live, that all of their...
Have they had a big name on yet?
They had a... Randy LaJoy was a call-in on the first one.
That's big.
Yeah. And they've got... somebody that they think they're going to get, and I can't remember if he even told me who it was, but I think he told me I can't tell you because I'd have to kill you.
That's my thing.
But they've got I can't remember who it is for their big banquet in December.
Dale Earnhardt.
That isn't Dale Earnhardt, but it's
Buddy Baker.
It's a big name is going to be there in person.
Gordon Lightfoot.
Race car.
Down, you better take care.
He dead?
No.
Gordon? I don't think so.
Nope.
He ain't dead?
Nope.
Call Rock.
Yeah, Rocker.
Yeah, Rocker would
not. I guarantee he'll text us in.
He's not dead, I'm sure.
Katie Judy says Joyce Bruns.
Joyce.
That's
one you were thinking
yes,
of. Yep.
That's who yes, it was. That's yeah. it. Actually, yes. I got a shout out for birthday.
Who we got, brother?
It is a one of our people that we did our Christmas show for, Diane Link's birthday today.
Really?
65. Happy birthday, Happy Diane.
22.
Huh? You're supposed to probably say supposed to say that age. She looks pretty sweet for
she's beautiful.
She's, yep. She yeah. can't be that age.
I don't buy it either.
That's unbelievable.
That's not
that's what my mother in law said to
you
me.
You think I look 53 though? I mean, I'm pretty good looking.
Yeah.
Pretty
yeah.
sweet looking.
53. Yeah. Stud. Tommy Cruise.
I got a little Cruise in me.
You do.
Once again, the Shane Strong fundraiser for Recovery Whiteout Night. And that is all the proceeds go to Shane Homan and his family, and that is Thursday, September 13th. So it'd
be pretty cool to fill up
so,
that whole
tomorrow. That's going to be a lot of fun. Wait a minute.
Thursday, September 13th. That's volleyball.
That's when the order's got to be in by.
Oh, okay.
So they can get you. They can get your tickets fast.
Yeah, the football game is the 21st.
Shirts. Right. So we got to order them tomorrow. We got to get them in. And then you pick them up on the 20th. So that's big.
That is big.
So tomorrow, you got one? Give us.
I know.
We got to order some, Spencer.
Yeah, we need some.
Okay.
You in or out?
Better have some.
I'm not a t-shirt guy, but I'll spring for however many you think you want.
37. 37.
Okay. You all need to be Bubba size or?
No, I think we just get a bunch of them and fire them to the crowd.
Fire them out.
Shoot them like cannons.
There we don't. I don't have a.
We need to get one
t-shirt cannon, but I'd say most people will have them.
We need a t-shirt cannon. Spencer, you in or out?
T-shirt cannon, yeah, I'm in.
We need a jug gun.
Okay.
Yeah. Radar gun. We got to have that.
Yeah, and a cannon. For baseball.
Radar yep. gun be big.
And a cannon.
T-shirt yep. cannon.
Speaking of that, too, I did get a reply from Nick Twaits.
Twaitsy, what's going
yeah,
on?
I asked him if he wanted to call in tonight, and he called back and said, sorry, coach, I am going to... He's still out in Arizona, and San Diego's double-A team plays there tonight.
Okay,
so they're going to go watch that. So he's going to go watch that. I said, that's all right. I said, we'll hook up with you.
Absolutely. So did you get a chance to ask him what his schedule is?
I did not. He left me. I just kind of left it where.
So on his night off.
It'd be great.
He's not playing, so he goes to a baseball game.
He goes to baseball.
That is just awesome. That is exactly how that ought to go.
That's by the way.
It's really awesome.
What else are you going to do? Of course, in Arizona, you probably think of something.
I could find something.
Go to the pool.
There ain't got to be something to do.
Sitting air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
It is hot. How's the hurricane doing?
I don't know.
Not going to be good.
It ain't?
Nope.
I heard it was dying.
Well, it's slowing down.
Slowing down a little bit?
Which means it's going to sit and rain. Good. They were talking originally 10 to 12 inches. Now they're talking 30 to 40 inches of rain.
Oh, you ain't going to rain 30 to 40 inches.
Well, if it Whoa. Slows down.
How about we were supposed to get 6? What did we end up getting?
4.
Probably? 4?
Yeah.
There were places that got 8.
It got
around really far from here. Not
it,
very
it was doom and gloom around here for the last about 4 days.
It's terrible, boring. Wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's rain every day.
Me and my wife actually loved each other.
Is that right?
I mean, what else you going to do? You might as well just cuddle.
Cuddle every day?
Huh?
Watch it rain.
I mean, we just had a great time. We just held hands and
well. So I'd have thought that the closer, the longer she was hanging around, the less she'd like.
Watched a lot of Deadliest Catch.
Ooh, love Deadliest Catch.
Oh, best show on TV.
Yeah, Wicked Tuna. I like that one too.
You like Wicked Tuna?
Yeah,
Wicked Tuna. I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And awesome. I got 78. I taped
78 of.
Something. I got 78 tape of. Frank and the guys that go find stuff. What the hell's the name?
American Pickers?
Yes.
Oh, Pickers, oh, yeah.
Oh. I love that show.
That'll take you 2 years to get that.
No, you fast forward that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
78 American Pickers.
I don't watch that because I just makes me want to go buy stuff, and I got so much crap at my house that I
got 78 American Pickers, the football state championship, and the Young and Wrestles.
Oh, my God.
And Jody's got 31 Barbara Streisand movies.
Hey, they kicked Paul off. He's done.
Who?
CBS.
Paul who?
Detective Paul Williams is out.
How do you know?
I just read it tonight. Oh, I see a picture of him thinking, what?
Who's now? Detective Paul Williams?
Are you dumb?
He's been
probably.
He's been on Young and Restless for 40 years.
Oh, Young and Restless. Oh, my God. No wonder I had no idea. I thought this was a real show.
Huh?
Huh?
It is real.
Okay.
It's bad.
Okay.
Hmm? It's bad.
So we got bingo tomorrow night. We're going to go to the volleyball game. Game will be on Fort Carey. Neil, go on up.
Well, I'm going to be there. I'm going to go watch it.
You're going to drive to Delphus to watch a game?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I used to, before we had Fort Recovery Radio, I didn't go to a lot of volleyball games, but went to almost everything else.
So you're into volleyball, aren't you?
Yeah, I like it. I like
they're
it.
Rolling right
I do, too.
Our like girls it. Are really
it
good.
It is fun to watch.
Our girls are really good.
And they're ranked third in the state.
They should be.
Yeah. St. Henry 1.
Yep, that sounds right.
New Bremen 2. Fort Recovery 3. State poll.
That is kind of unbelievable. And then football bowl is what? 1, yeah, 2.
It's Marion, Coldwater, St. Henry, and then we're 20th.
And we're 20th.
I was thinking we were 12th, but doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
But, and if we'd have won last week, it would have been 1, 2, 3, 4.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
I guarantee it would have been 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, yeah, with beating Minster. Oh, yeah.
Coldwater, Minster won. This week.
Minster's won.
There you go.
Again. Yep.
Yeah. Who are you rooting for on that? You care?
I would like to see Minster play them really tough or really close. Yes. Yeah. If they do.
Yep. That well, means. Never that know. Means.
Yeah. But
good,
we,
good news
don't
for
say
us.
It to Brent.
Nope. Not say that.
He don't look at that stuff like we do, does he?
No. He looks at, let's
get
look,
better
let's
every
look at
game.
The plays. Let's look at the plays.
Stop him.
So that's why he's a coach and I'm an idiot.
Yeah. Well, but people need to do what we do.
No, they don't.
He doesn't need to do that. He doesn't need to be thinking about,
it's just good thinking now.
Yep.
I think so too.
Yep.
I like to think about stuff like
that. I think I should be on staff.
Yep. You can be the team thinker.
Be a thinker.
That ain't
actually,
bad.
Yeah. About 4 years ago, I wanted to be on Cleveland Browns staff as the clock management guy.
Because they had
they
no
were
idea.
The dumbest people I've ever seen. How they all could be great football coaches. It's like, someone would call timeout. Someone would call timeout. Timeout. And 40 seconds later, they call timeout. It's like, now wait a minute. I knew that 40 seconds ago.
Ain't that amazing how you can watch games and you're sitting there and you're looking and you're watching and you're thinking, do this. And then all of a sudden, after you say it,
they do it.
Ain't somebody smart enough there to say?
Exactly.
I mean, I don't get that.
They need a team thinker.
You got to be thinking. It plays ahead.
Fort Recovery Radio needs a team thinker.
Yes, we do.
Yep. We could use one.
Yep.
Who does, why ain't Chuck here anymore?
He hates us.
He does hate us.
No, he has lots of school stuff going on. Plus, he's got a wife now.
School.
And a house.
School.
And a house.
School. 29. Come on.
He said, if things go right, he said, I could speed it up, but right now I'm on track to finish in 2021.
Nice. 21.
3 years.
Nice.
But he had...
In 2021, my wife will have 10 more years of college payments left.
Jeez.
Oh, does that suck?
That does suck.
God.
No, it's unbelievable.
So when I was in college, we didn't have... college loan. That didn't exist, so nobody had college loan.
Transylvania.
Yeah.
Transylvania.
Well, nobody had college loan. Didn't that program didn't exist.
You got ants here?
Ants.
You got raid can.
Oh, sometimes we get flies or something like that. That's from the last place.
Is it?
Yeah. There when we had the door open all the time, we'd get flies and stuff in. Yeah, yeah.
We're wiped out.
There's ant and fly poop in those peanuts.
I wonder. Good taste to it.
Yeah.
That's too bad. Ain't too bad.
That's too bad.
Well, Friday night, big one.
Yep, I'm ready.
Fee and Joe Bruins on the mic?
No.
Yeah, I think so.
Bobby, he's the new voice.
No, I'm not. This is it. I can't do it anymore.
Joe Bubba says he'll do play-by-play.
Good. And he can do the computer.
Play-by-play in the computer?
My fingers are too fat.
All you have to do is click.
Spencer, you can do the call it?
There's not that much room up there.
No, you can do the commentary.
No, I'm bad at that.
All you gotta do is add something every once in a while.
Which I love to watch.
Say you refs football. Suck. No,
but I don't know. I can't talk about football because I don't know anything.
Let me tell you something. Jeff Hobbs is a tremendous announcer.
Yes, he is
a good announcer.
He's an idiot. But he is
an idiot.
The dude I love him. But.
You know, he and Joe sit there and talk, and you did too, about, you know, this formation, that formation. I don't see any of that. I see none of that. I don't understand it. I don't know why it's there. I know it's good, but I don't know what it means. I can't do that stuff.
Nobody does.
I can say, yep, good play, or
We got
that
Tripp's
was a great right. tackle.
Tripp's right.
I wouldn't have any idea what that means.
Fist on, the backfield. Fist on the backfield.
Going left, right on your dial. You need with him. One. Smitty under center.
Here's the kick.
I'm like, looking at my phone.
wonder what the team eat tonight.
Neil says, Neil says, last week, Neil said, you can, like, where you're sitting there, you can write down, like, how many yards they got and attempts.
Mm-hmm. No. No chance.
First of all, I can't see nothing.
No. We're lucky to know where the ball's at.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, when they got with them teams that do the dipsy-do back and forth, I never know where the ball's at.
Oh, yeah.
Option. Wait a minute. The other guy's got it. He's right outside.
Every fake gets me.
It is unbelievable.
There were at least 15 plays last week where I'm watching the wrong person.
They're going everywhere. It's like, okay, what just happened?
Oh, they got him. Well, we're running down the field.
Well, almost had him.
Never did. Yeah. Let him close.
All right, well, thanks for stopping up tonight, big fella. Sir.
Another good one.
Another great sports talk. My co-host, Mr. Harold Feeley, Greg McClurg, was all on us wide open because on the preview, it says, what's it say? Mm-hmm. Host, with the host, Bob Stogler, and co-host. We're a team, Spency.
Yep.
There is no I in team.
No I in team.
Well, if you do it just right.
Could be.
There's an I in there.
All right, fine. Hey, thanks for listening, folks. Yep. Friday night. Well, Thursday, we got the volleyball at Dallas. Volleyball tomorrow.
Yep,
Friday.
Tomorrow at Delphus. Varsity game is first.
That's stupid.
And that's at 6:00. I don't know why. There wasn't any reason
that's dumb
put out there.
Somebody crazy.
Can I get fired for that one too?
Big game Friday night. We gotta beat the Cardinals.
Must game.
Have to look very good there.
Must game.
And don't forget to come out see Billy out of Rosberg Acres.
Yep, the big kerosene
cancer benefit.
Yep,
beautiful weather.
It's going to be nice out.
Yep, they always make a lot of fun. A really good thing.
That's right.
You'll feel good when you leave. I guarantee it.
Thanks for listening, folks. We'll be back next Wednesday. Week.
Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.